So what are y'all going to have to do to bounce back from that loss and go out and beat LSU again the way you did last time?
Yeah, I think this game is just more about our effort. You know, like, we're focused on ourselves. I think we know we have the better team. But at the end of the day, like I said, just focus on our effort and go out there and playing hard and executing.
Is there more to – I mean, like, most people say this is good that you get LSU next, but is it this more still about you guys than it is about who you're playing?
Yes. Yeah.
And why?
It's because we're beating ourselves, you know, in little ways. So, like I said, each game has got to be more about our effort, our intensity, our focus going into the game and the week leading up.
But when there's – but when you have, like, a LSU and a Missouri in front of you, teams that are below you in the standings – you also feel the pressure a little bit of, you know, we got to get these wins.
Yeah, I mean, every game is a must win. You know, it doesn't matter who's below us and what standings or whatever. You know, they're the next team we play, it's the next game, so I come ready to play.
What specifically are some of the things that you guys are looking at and saying, we have to do better in this game against LSU than we did against Vanderbilt?
Starting off the game, you know, at a much better pace. The last game, we had a tough start, and we dug ourselves a hole. So against any team, we don't want to dig ourselves a hole because it's always tough to come back.
Coach talked about that the other night after the game. Do you guys talk about that amongst yourselves about, hey, you know, we can't wait until we're behind to start getting, you know, urgency, feeling any kind of urgency about the game itself?
Yeah, we talk about it. I mean, we know it's a thing, you know, and when we're down, we all of a sudden flip the switch and good things happen, but we're down 20 with 3 minutes left. You know, we can't dig ourselves that deep anymore.
Is there anything different about LSU this go around? Are they better, or do they do anything different than the first time you played them?
I mean, they're a good team, and they want to win too, so they're going to come at us, you know. They're going to come at us, and they want to get a win just as much as we do. So it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a war out there, but we got to go get it.
I guess it's kind of a double-edged sword, too, playing a team for the second time in the season.
I mean, it's just the next game to me. You know, it's whatever. Just got to get ready the same way I do for all the other games.
So you don't look at LSU and see a team with them. 8-game losing streak. It just got blown out in our last game. You don't think?
I think that makes it, you know, like, they really want to come at us and they want to get a win. So, like I said, you just got to prepare the same way. You can't come out here and, you know, they're on the 8-game losing streak, whatever. You just got to come ready to play.
So you see them, like, more desperate than you are almost, and that's why they're going to play just as hard? Is that the way you have to look at it?
I guess. I just look at it as they want to win just like we do. You know, it's the next game on the schedule.
They have anybody that can match up with you?
Big Elbert's huge, so he can bang with me for sure. He can bang. He throws that body around. It's hard to bang with him. He's like 300 pounds, 7 feet tall. So I like playing against him. I've played against him since high school.
Those guys that you can get into foul trouble though, bigger guys.
Oh yeah, yeah, they can.
Patience with your moves and all.
Yeah, they can definitely put you in foul trouble, and they're bigger than you. It's harder to guard. You know, it's hard to get around them, especially the way they call the games nowadays. I get a lot of calls just from, you know, front and ceiling guys, so I know how to. Game works down low.
What's the experience of playing 30 minutes a game now?
Oh, it's been fun, you know. I'm glad to see that I can do it now. You know, it shows that work in the summer is kind of paying off. You know, wherever BK puts me, I'm going to go do my job.